Tune in on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Dark Side of the Tune with me, your host, Tommy. The show where we look at the weird, the moody, the loud, and the unabashed. If the song falls on the dark side of music, then you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there. You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. My name is Tommy. This is Dark Side of the Tune. And on this episode, I'm hesitating because I don't know how to describe this mix of music whatsoever, but I wanted to do something a little different for our first episode in 2025. You know, new year, new me, new sound. We are heading in head first with a little bit of a strange one, if you will. This episode will be a mix of emo music, and people will come at me, so let me clarify, no, not like Midwest emo. I know that all these bands, like, I don't know, like My Chemical Romance, like, that's not the same definition of emo, where the emo is like American football. I know that. I'm just using this as a shorthand, okay, for that type of music that's like commonly referred to as emo music, and as well as a mix of ska music, because a lot of people don't know this. I used to be a really big ska fan like 2 years ago. I have no idea why I went through that phase, why that was like such an integral part of my musical upbringing, I guess. But yeah, I really like ska. I still do. Ska is unfairly hated on, if you ask me. Not fair. It does not deserve the hate that it gets at all. Because yeah, it's a really cool genre. And as much as it might sound like Scooby-Doo chase music sometimes, there's something awesome about that in itself. So starting off, we will be listening to a ska classic, if you ask me. This is 3 Minute Hero by The Selector.
Just another.
Animal, I Have Become by 3 Days Grace. And the song before that was a ska classic, a song that I listened to a couple of years ago. I don't know why. I was super obsessed with that song. It's just catchy, you know? I find that a lot of ska songs are, even if it's not like, I don't know, pop catchy. Anyways, another ska classic that I listened to quite a bit during this phase of mine was the next song coming up, which is One Step Beyond by Madness.
Hey, you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound! The nuttiest sound around! So if you're coming off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well, listen, Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockin'est, rock-steady beat of Madness! One Step Beyond!
We'll be right back. ass. Wouldst thou like to live deliciously?
Join me, your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 11.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
You just listened to Shut Up by Simple Plan, and the first song was One Step Beyond by Madness. So as you can already see, kind of a strange mix of songs that I'm playing today. But you know, we have ska punk, and that's already kind of a strange mix. I don't know. I know that like the scenes very much like overlap, but when you think of what ska is and you think of punk music, kind of just like as an overarching, you don't necessarily think of that middle of the Venn diagram that is where, you know, ska punk exists. But, you know, I think that we should make schemo a thing, which is a term that I just coined. And in Googling it, I have discovered that it is a clothing company. So you're welcome for the free advertisement, schemo. Coming up next, we have a new ska song. And when I use the word ska to describe the song, I use it very sparingly almost, because while it definitely has ska elements, it also has elements of rock and lots of different genres that you'll hear in here, as well as a like crazily beautiful voice. Like, I can't even begin to describe you how much I fell in love with the lead singer's voice while listening to the song. So here is Man Next Door by Daka Skanks.
I've got to get away from here. This is not no place for me to stay. I've got to take my family and find a quiet place. There's a man that lives next door in my neighborhood. In my neighborhood, he gets me down. He gets in so late at night. Always a fuss and fight. Always a fuss and fight. All through the
gets me down.
Was Medicated by Boys Night Out, and the first song that we listened to there was Man Next Door by Dakka Skanks. And now, if you've been listening along, in the past couple of weeks, I played Rat Silo's song. I can't remember the name of it right now, but it was also about like a man next door, or like a guy following. And just sitting here thinking about it, I'm like, why am I playing so many songs that are like about stalkers? I don't know. Like, there's a lot of songs out there that people have written that's on the topic of stalking. Like, off the top of my head, I think of MX Sinister by IDK Howe, or Stalker by Recoil. Two songs which I've loved for like a long time, but it's like, what are we doing? Like, why is this such a common theme? It's like, I don't know, these twisted love songs. It's interesting. Anyways, rant over. Coming up next, we have a song by a Canadian ska outfit. This is Shotgun by Mad Bomber Society.
Sitting on the sky train of things are going my way. Gotta go to London for to be with my friends. Sitting up in first class, I'm filling up my glass. First class service with a limo at the end. When I see a fine girl with her hands in a bucket, and we talk about London and Paris and France. She sat down beside me, I knew that I had found me a first class woman. It was love at first glance. I said that I was nothing. She told me that her daddy had a home in Monaco. She asked me to a villa. I said that I'd go with her. She told me that she'd take me anywhere I wanna go. So I sat in the sun of the Mediterranean, sipping fine wine and making love to this girl. When her daddy come and got her, he said, "You are my daughter. A shotgun wedding, are you gonna go to hell?"
That I could believe in. Take it too far, then bite your tongue. Cut me open and sew me shut. You were the savior, holding the razor. Call this my confession. 'Cause you should know the truth. You should know the truth. I let my obsession keep you running back to you. Running back to you. Drug that won't let me go. You're pulling me under. You're pulling me under. Oh, the things that we tell ourselves, both pretending we're not in hell. I wanna hate you now, but I don't know how. Call this my confession. 'Cause you should know the truth. You should know the truth. I let my obsession
how many days, how many nights? running back to you.
How many times?
Did you know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and to Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
You're true. You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. If you're just joining us, you are currently listening to Dark Side of the Tune. This episode is focused on half emo music, whatever you want that to mean, or whatever I want that to mean, if you will. And the other half is ska music, because... you know what? I think that the airwaves are overdue to hear some ska. So for our emo selection, right before that ad, you just heard the new song from Silverstein, which was Confession. And I think that this is just a single. Yeah, so this is a single, another Canadian band. Great sound, you know. They music like that, you can't go wrong with listening to that when you're having a bad day. And another song that I think... kind of on the inverse, you can't go wrong listening to on a bad day, is our next song coming up, which is one of my actually favorite bands of all time. And you may know them in the UK, I believe it was. They are just known as The Beat, but over here across the ocean in North America, they are referred to as The English Beat because there was already a band named The Beat over here. So here is Mirror in the Bathroom by The English Beat.
Thank you.
take you to a restaurant that's got glass tables. You can watch yourself while you are eating.
That was Hey Summer by The Bigger Lights. And before that, we listened to Mirror in the Bathroom by The English Beat. And now both of those songs, they kind of have like this lovable cheesiness to them, I guess. I don't know. I really, really like The Bigger Lights, and I've always recommended them to people because they're just kind of like, you can't really go wrong with that genre, I would say. It's easy to listen to it. All the songs are about, oh my God, like there's this girl that I used to know and I lost her, like kind of the prevailing theme of that time. I think that song came out in 2011, but during that kind of stretch of time, most if not all, pop songs were just about that. And then Mirror in the Bathroom, I don't know, that's also a classic. And the English Beat actually have a song in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which is one of my favorite movie soundtracks of all time, just because they have a lot of great songs in there. And that's what introduced me to the English Beat. So I'm really grateful for that. And Mirror in the Bathroom, I have no idea what the song is about, but it's catchy, so I'm rolling with it. Coming up next, we have a very, very classic ska. These guys have been around forever. You know them already. Everybody loves them. I don't think that I've met anyone who doesn't like them. This is Chemical Bomb by the Aquabats.
The supermarket, watching people cut in line. I started thinking about human nature. What would you do if there was no more food? My mind began to wander about greed and hunger, and just how many of the countries are getting ready for another war.
But the sun was shining.
Chemical bomb, chemical bomb. Eyes melt, skin explodes, everybody dead. It won't be long, it won't be long. People gonna run around losing their heads. A river of blood, who's gonna live? The earth is tired of humankind, and I think this world is gonna wash up in. Then I had another vision in that crowded grocery store. I saw the pale rider on his horse, decapitating people in the parking lot. And all the shoppers were beasts. What could I do to hide? Back in this world of humankind, I think we've already lost our minds.
But the sun was shining. So count me in, I'll see you on the other side.
Chemical bomb, chemical bomb. Eyes melt, skin explodes, everybody's dead. It won't be long, it won't be long. People gonna run around losing their heads. A river of blood, who's gonna live? The earth is tired of humankind, and I think this world is gonna wash up in.
Tell me how you love me.
that was How You Love Me Now by Hey Monday. And as I don't think I mentioned this before, actually, but the Bigger Lights, who sang Hey Summer, and Hey Monday, who just sang that song, they actually performed together quite a bit. So mentally, I put them in kind of the same category of that late 2000s, early 2010s, kind of like, I don't know, emo-ish. They all have like the side bang going on. That's kind of the qualifier for me. Like if I can't see one of your eyes, then yeah, you're emo. And it's actually funny that I was just talking about Ferris Bueller's Day Off, because this next song is by a ska band named Save Ferris. So here is The World Is New by Save Ferris.
When I heard a voice say you're not alone. When I am down and I am
That was Avril Lavigne with Runaway. And actually, fun fact about a connection that I have to Avril Lavigne is that my grandmother worked at the same Home Hardware that Avril Lavigne worked at before she became this huge, like, pop rock princess, or however you want to describe her. So I thought that's pretty cool. My grandmother's dead and died before I was born, so never got to ask her what Avril Lavigne was like. But if you're out there, Avril, I hope you and Irene had a great time at Home Hardware together. Up next, we have, this is our last ska song. And actually, after that, that's our last emo song as well. And so these are two classics. Now, I'm told that this next song is in one of the Tony Hawk skate games. That's actually exactly why it was requested, because the person who requested this really likes the Tony Hawk skate games. But here is Goldfinger with Superman. And after that, of course, it would not be a Dark Side of the Tune episode, especially about emo music, if I didn't play some Fall Out Boy. So after this is Grand Theft Autumn, Where's Your Boy by Fall Out Boy.
Tonight I hope he is a gentleman. Maybe he won't find out what I know. You were the last good thing about this part of town.